Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Bonnie Gregory, and I pray today that you're being blessed of the Lord. And I know that this broadcast will encourage your heart because I want to get in God's Word. It's certainly not my preaching, I understand that, but it's the Word of God that I give you, the living Word of God that will bless your heart and encourage you. God's Word is active. God's Word will come into your life and change you. We don't want to change God. We want God to change us, because when He changes us, it's for the good. And His thoughts and His ways toward us is good. He wants good for us. God's not sitting up in heaven with a big hammer waiting to crack you over the head. He wants to love you. He wants to provide for you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to lead you in the right way. But you know what? He will not go against your will. You got to commit your ways to the Lord. But before I get into Word, I want to pray with you. Father, I call on you in the holy name of Jesus. I know there are people under the sound of my voice that are not born again. I pray you give them revelation knowledge that they must know they must be born again. I pray you give them revelation knowledge that the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. And by your love and mercy, draw them unto salvation, for we know that you did not come to condemn them, but you came that through Jesus Christ they could have life and have it more abundantly. For that's your word. And you do not lie. Thank you, Lord. And I pray for those that are sick in their bodies. I ask for divine healing in their bodies. God, touch them as they reach out in faith right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to that sickness. I speak to that disease. And I command it in the name of Jesus to flee in Jesus' name. By your stripes, Lord, we are healed. Touch them, Lord. Let them know they've been touched right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray for those who are bound by alcohol and drugs and no matter what kind of bondage you're in, I ask, God, that you reach down and deliver them. For who the Son sets free shall be free indeed. Lord, you set the captives free. And I pray today that you set the captives free. Deliver them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In this series of broadcasts that I've been going over in the last weeks, I've been preaching out of Psalms 37. And my key verse is verse 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. I'm seeing a lot of people today that are getting all worried, and it is time to be concerned in our country. I have to say that. It's hard not to fret when you see what's going on in our country. And in the next month, and when these broadcasts are being played, and could be earlier or later, but the elections that's coming up is going to determine what's going on in our country. And I tell you, we're in a time like we've never been in before. We're in a time that is crucial, and if we don't have revival in our land and revival in our hearts, I fear for what is coming on our country and how it's going to lead us down a road of destruction. But it's not too late. If God's people who are called by His name will pray and turn from their wicked ways and humble themselves, He said He'd forgive them and heal their land, and that's what we need today. Only God can do that. Man cannot do that. And it also, we've got to realize this. It says, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and He delighteth in His way. God delights in the steps of a good man. He will order our footsteps. God will order our way, but we got to commit. And in the first part of this Psalms, in Psalms 37, one of the things He says, commit your way unto the Lord, and He'll bring it to pass. Commit what? Bring what to pass? His will and His way in your life. If you commit your way to God's way, God will bring His way into your life and lead you in the right way. Let me say that again. If you commit your way to God's way, He will lead you in the right way. Some of you are going down the, here we go, down that wrong road again. It was a song. It had that phrase in it. Here we go down the wrong road again. How many times are you going down the wrong road expecting to get to a good destination if you keep going down the wrong road? Hey, even good sense people, you got to know if you're going down the wrong road, you got to stop, you got to ask directions, you got to turn around and get on the right road. And that's what God is trying to tell us right now. The way He is, Jesus said, I am the way. And when you commit your ways to the Lord, He will put you in the path of the way. And Jesus is not going to lead you in a way that's going to be harmful or hurt you. Even in death, He stands with us. Even in perilous times, He is with us and His hand is upon us. And it says in here, in the scripture right here, in verse 29 of Psalms 37, it says, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh judgment. You know what? God's people talk righteous. righteousness is the right way to live. But people don't want to hear that today. They want to do what is right in their own eyes. Let me tell you, that's the reason we're in the mess we're in now. We have taken down the Ten Commandments out of schools and out of the courthouses, and then we expect people not to kill, not to destroy, not to be disrespectful to the parents, and not to lie, and not to murder. And you've taken the fiber, the only thing that's holding this country together, is that it was founded upon the Word of God, founded upon people who wanted to have the freedom to worship, not just in a building, but to worship in the everyday life. The government now wants to shut you off in a building. You just do what you want to in the church, but you can't take it out on the street, can't take it in school, can't take it in the hospital, don't want you to take it in prison, don't want you to take it in nursing home. Well, that's not freedom. But yet they want their ways and their thoughts to go wherever they want to, but they just want to shut down the Christians. It's only against the Christians they're doing that, because they don't want to hear God's way, because their ways are evil. And when you come with the light of God in you and the light of the Lord in you, it shines on their evil deeds, and they get uncomfortable and they want to shut you down. But it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It says this, the law of his God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide. God is telling us that when we put his law in our hearts, we're not always going to be falling and doing evil things. I see people today, they say, well, I went off and I done this and I done that. And I know I shouldn't have done it, but I did. Let me tell you, when God's word is in your heart, King David says, I put your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. See, what's in the heart is what's going to come out. You can always tell what a man's been putting in his spirit and his heart, because that's what he speaks. That's what comes out of his mouth. And when you put the word of God in your heart, and you speak in that word of God, and you live in that word of God, he's going to keep you from evil, and your steps are not going to slide. But the footsteps of a good man, they're going to be ordered of the Lord. He's not going to lead you into places where you're going to get in trouble. If God sets you free out of bondage, don't go back into it. And God is not going to lead you back into it. He's going to lead you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. It says the Lord will not leave him in his hand. It's talking about the wicked. But the wicked, in the verse above it, 32, it says the wicked seek to slay the righteous. And that's what we're seeing in the world today. The wicked want to stamp out the word of God. They want to put them in prison. They want to burn the churches down. They want to kill the Christians. And the governments are not doing anything about it. And they're just ignoring it. Because you know what? They're in the same way. To see evil and not call it evil is evil. That's a great quote. To see evil and not call it evil is evil. We're seeing evil, and you got to call it for what it is. These people that are killing Christians and burning the churches down and trying to shut down God's word, they're evil. They're evil, wicked people. And don't think, if they're buddying up to you, don't think they're not coming after you too. You just go back and study your history. The history's been taken out of our schools, and a lot of the children today, they don't know what true communism did, and don't know what happened to the 6 million Jews that Hitler killed in the gas chambers and murdered and tortured. And they don't know. They don't understand what real communism and real socialism is. If you want to know what it is, go to your website, go to your computer and pull up Venezuela and see what's happening in Venezuela right now, and you'll see what socialism produced. Don't take my word for it. Go for it yourself. Look it up for yourself. Go to Venezuela and you'll see how socialism, what happened. A dozen of eggs, the last time I looked, was $148. People are starving to death. They can't get their medicines. That's a socialist government. Look on it. See what's coming down. And we're blind to the truth. We can't hear anymore. We can't receive because we rejected the word of God. It's God's word. It's God living righteous and living and having good morals and doing the right thing. It's kept our country free and given us the freedoms to worship and have a pursuit of good life. But the devil wants to take it away from you, and people are blinded. All you got to do is give them something free, and they'll vote for you. It's not free. Somebody had to work and pay for it. Duh. Hey, come on. We're going to give you free college education. That's good, but who's going to pay for it? Who's going to pay for the books? Who's going to pay for the building? Who's going to keep it going? Somebody's got to fork over some money. You might be going there free, but somebody's paying for it. See, you can't get in bondage unless you believe a lie. Before you go into bondage, you got to believe a lie. Before you become a drug addict, you got to believe this one time ain't going to hurt me, or this one drug, this is all I'll do. Before you be an alcoholic, you got to believe that one drink ain't going to hurt you. You can't get into bondage if first you believe a lie of the devil. The Bible says the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. He'll give you free drugs to get you hooked. He'll give you free drink of alcohol to get you hooked. He'll give you free sites of pornography to get you hooked. He'll give you free this and free that to get you hooked and get you to where the government can tell you when to get up, when to go to bed, and what to eat and what not to eat, and where you can live and where you can work. You don't think it's coming? It's coming swiftly. And if we don't wake up in our country and become alert to what's going on, we'll get in bondage for ourselves. And we're already there. We're financially sinking. And we know it's just a matter of time until the dollar is going to crash if something don't happen. And the only hope for us right now, those of you listening to me that are Christians, fall on your knees and pray for this country. Pray that God will help us. And the only remedy is a revival. We've got to have a revival in our land. We've got to turn back to our God and get a spiritual backbone and stand for what's right and not be afraid of the enemy. Because the Lord said this, that he would cut the arm of the enemy. The enemy will not be able to be victorious, and in due time, he would cut him down. He said, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. Only the righteous are going to inherit the land. If you turn your back on righteousness, you're giving your land over to the wicked. The righteous inherits the land, but the wicked will take it away from you if you turn your back on righteousness. That's a law. It's not going to be changed. You forsake righteousness, you turning it over to the wicked. You turning it over to the evil. You turning it over to countries that's going to come in and take your possessions, take your children, and put them in bondage and slave. Don't think it's not here. It's already at our front door, and it's already in our foundations. It says this, that I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passes away, and he was not. Yea, I sought him, and he could not be found. Marked a perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. This wickedness that's going on, in due time, God's going to put an end to it. And if you've joined up with it, I'm telling you, unrighteous, ungodly practices that are being voted on in this country today, if you vote for people that support that, you are going to be held accountable for that just as well. I know there are no perfect politicians. God knows that. Lord, we all know that. But we got to pick the best ones that we can for the right and the righteous way of living. It's not too late for our country. It's not too late for our homes. It's not too late for our children. But we got to choose today. We got to choose today for who we're going to serve. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright. His end is peace. I don't know about you, but I want peace in my life. I want the Lord's way in my life, because that's the only way that we can have hope and we can have peace. If you read in the book of Exodus, you can read over there, before God's people went into bondage, before God's people got into bondage, you can read where the Bible tells us that they were stronger and they were mightier, and it was many more of them than the Egyptians. So if they were stronger and more of them, how did they get in bondage and slavery to the Egyptians? You look at the process that they went through, and you examine exactly how they got into bondage, and you look at what happened in our country. If you do what they did, you're going to get what they got. And the first thing is they believed a lie, that the Egyptians were stronger than them. The Egyptians put them in a place and put them into working for them, and they had to work to build up for their kingdom. They had to work to provide for the other, and they had nothing for themselves. They became in bondage, and they had to work where the government told them to work. They had to eat what the Egyptians told them they could eat. They had to sleep when the Egyptians told them they could sleep. They had to kill their babies. Come on now. They had to kill their babies, and they had to believe that lie. They couldn't worship their God. Their worship was taken out. They couldn't go off and worship. They couldn't offer a blood sacrifice. You go down the list, and the same things is happening in our country. That we got a system that's wanting to tell you what doctor to go to, that you can't have this operation because it's not covered. You're too old for that. You can't have this, and you're just going to die anyway, da-da-da. You're going down the list. We're killing our babies by 3,000 a day. we're living in places where the government has put us in places you live here, and we're going to take from you and give to this one. It's leading us down into a deep depth of slavery and bondage. And unless God comes in and the people cries out, the Bible says that God heard the cry of the people, that's what delivered them. And until the people cry out to God and look to God for deliverance, we're headed down the same road of destruction, the same path of destruction that others have gone in. All you got to do, look into the history. History repeats itself. If you do what they did, you're going to get what they got. If you don't stand up for what is right and what is righteous and walk in love and respect men and respect God and honor God and fear God and walk in reverence of Him, we are going to end up with a country that's ruled by terrorism. We're going to end up in a country that is divided. A house divided cannot stand. We're going to end up in a country that is financially in disaster. We're going to end up in a country whose children are depraved and are just wrapped up in the evil all the way around and seeking an escape through drugs and alcohol and pornography and that which is evil. We're already there, but it's not too late. If God's people who are called by His name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. See, the church is let down. We've not gone out. We've not preached the word. So many churches now are just in the entertainment business. They just want to entertain. They just want to put on like a Broadway production. And it's all good to practice and do the best you can, but you're leaving out the Word of God. You're not preaching the Word of God, but you got to preach without fear, without favor, and without compromise. You can't be afraid to stand up and call sin, sin, and call hell hot. Well, we got churches now that are taking out all the blood songs out of the hymn books because they don't want to talk about the blood of Jesus anymore. There is no remission of sin without the blood. If the blood's not applied, the blood of the Lamb is not applied to your life, the sins can't be forgiven. And they're taking out the blood. And then we got churches that are also taking out parts of the Bible because it's not politically correct. God's not running on a politically correct agenda. His way is the truth. And when He tells us something is wrong, when something is abomination, when something is a sin, it's for our own good. He's telling you because if you don't stop it, it'll infest the land and it'll take over the land and bring evils that you've never seen or heard of before. And I'm telling you, if we don't get back to God in this country, we're going to see evil and violence like we've never seen before. Years ago, I was preaching in a church in Tazewell, Virginia, and God gave me a word. If the fire don't come back into churches, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost cleansing fire of God. If it don't come into churches, you're going to have fire in the streets. And that's what we're seeing that today. If the churches don't get the Holy Ghost fire, the fire of redemption, the fire of sanctification, we've lost the doctrine of separation. We don't want to preach it anymore. Come out from among them and be ye separate. But we want a religion where we can mix with the world. We can still drink. We can still do a little bit of drugs and still go out in the world and participate. But my Bible says you got to come out from among them and be ye separate and come away from the evil and have no part with it. And if we don't do that, we're seeing fire in our streets. We're seeing fighting and destruction and killing one another among our own. And a house divided, a nation divided cannot stand. It will not stand. And if we don't get back to the cross and get back on our knees and get back to the foundation of our faith, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, which will draw us together. When you love Jesus, you love your brother. When you love Jesus, you walk in the love of God because let me tell you, the Bible plainly tells us that God is love. Man is not love. God is love. And the only way we can love our brothers and love our fellow citizens is that we be in God because God's love will come through us. And only God's love can bring peace back to our nation. And only God's love can give us a backbone to stand against evil and make the stands. There are people, many, many, hundreds of thousands of soldiers who bravely fought and shed their blood on foreign soil that I could preach the gospel today without fear and still have the freedom to do it, that made our land great, fought to keep the enemy out of our land, and we've been disrespectful, and we've not honored. We don't know what it costs us to get here, and we're letting it go day by day, and moment by moment, we're giving up our rights that so many died for that we could have. It's time for us to wake up, America. It's time that we become awake to what's happening around us. It's time we commit our ways to the Lord and we not fret over the evil, but seek God's face like you never sought him before. Listen, there's coming something on our country. God showed me in a vision one day. I had it many times. And when I would have it, it would be devastating to my heart. My heart would be grieved. I don't know what it was he was showing me. I don't know what it is that's coming. He didn't show me that, but something is going to hit our country that when it hits, life as we know it will never be the same. But it can be diverted. It can be changed if we will repent, if we'll humble ourselves, if we'll get back to God our Father. But disaster does not have to come on our land. But I'm afraid it's coming in full force if our leaders and our churches and our people, if we don't wake up and realize the hour that we're in. But down in this verse 39, as my time is going by, it says this, verse 38, but the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord, and he is their strength in the time of trouble. I'm telling you that we got strength in this time of trouble. He is my salvation. He is your salvation. And then right here in verse 40, and you need to mark this down, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them, and shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. We got helps coming. Helps on the way. Help is coming. He said this, that the wicked are going to be destroyed, but in the time of evil, God is going to be our strength and our help, and he will deliver us. And he said this, that he will deliver us from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Who are you putting your trust in today? Are you putting your trust in your bank account? Are you putting your trust in your job? Are you putting your trust in the government? Are you putting your trust in your friends? Are you putting your trust in the car you're driving or in your position? Let me tell you, that'll fail. But when you put your trust in God, he'll not fail you. He'll not leave you, and he'll not forsake you. With his help, he'll give you strength in the time of trouble. And no matter what comes in your life, no matter what comes in our country, no matter what we face with, we got a hand. The Lord says in the first part of this Psalms 37 that he will uphold the righteous. He will uphold us. He will help us. His grace is sufficient because we're building on a solid foundation. The rock of our salvation is Jesus Christ. And when the storms come, and the floods come, and the trials come, and devastation might hit through our lives, but we'll be able to stand, and we'll be able to come through it because we're standing on that solid foundation. And his help, he shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. I'm trusting in Jesus. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. To be happy in Jesus is to trust and obey. Remember what we said in the first of these series of Psalms 37:1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Don't be fretful about what's going on. Don't worry about it, but put your trust in the Lord. He's going to uphold you. He'll see you through. He'll take you through no matter what we're faced with, no matter what comes our way. Our God will bring us to victory. He knows what the enemy has already planned. He knows the position of the enemies that are coming against us. But he said in his word, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And the only way you can be victorious, you got to put the word deep down in your soul. You got to get the word of God out for yourself. You got to read the word. You got to commit it to your memories. You got to put it down in your spirit and not just read it and not just hear it, but read it and hear it with the intent to obey it and walk in it. Walk in his word, believe his word, trust in his word, proclaim the word, and the word will activate in your life and your faith will come alive, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That the enemy might come at you one way, but God will cause him to flee seven different ways. Don't worry, 1,000 shall fall by thy right hand and 10,000 by thy left, but no evil or no plague will come nigh your dwelling. He that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide in the shadow of the Most High, of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, and He's my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the Norseland pestilence. And He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. You need to go to Psalms 91. You need to commit it to your memory. You need to go to Psalms 37. You need to commit it to your memory. For He said this, neither nor for pestilence walketh in the darkness, nor for destruction that wasteth at the noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 by the right hand, but it shall not come nigh thy dwelling. Oh, I tell you, people, you need to get up and shout, because God has provisions for His army. I didn't say for His Sunday school picnic. This is not a Sunday school picnic we're on. We're in a war. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers of the evil. But we have the victory through the blood of Jesus Christ. We're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And I'm testifying to you right now. I got the victory because of Jesus Christ. I have peace in my heart because I serve the King of Peace. He is my peace. He is my righteousness. He's my Lord and He's my Savior. He's the rock of my salvation. He's my bread. He's my water. He's my all in all. Oh, I tell you, people might try to hurt you. People might try to come against you. Oh, but God will uphold you with the right hand of His righteousness. He'll not let you down and He'll not forsake you. God bless you today. And if this broadcast has been a blessing to you, write me and let me know. You got a prayer request. Write me and I promise to pray for you. And if God lays on your heart to help me with this broadcast, anything that you send will be an encouragement. And I pray God's blessings on you all. And remember what we've been preaching about for this last month. Fret not. Don't fret. Don't fret. Don't worry. But keep your eyes on the Master. Keep your eyes on Jesus. God bless you today and thank you for listening.